KOYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Every Friday, we get our Friday Financial Update with John Moore Associates and Brian Cochran. Brian, welcome back on to ABQ Connect.
Good to be back, sir.
It is. Well, there's been a lot of news this week about banks, whether in Silicon Valley or in New York, or, and I don't know where all of them are, but I know that it's a topic of conversation, and I imagine you have some great insight for investors.
I do have some thoughts, and we've had just a few clients call in, and as always, our investment committee collaborates every week, and the banking issues were a big part of our conversation this week. And I think the biggest thing a lot of people are probably asking is they're seeing the headlines or reading the articles or seeing things in the news, and they wonder, well, what does this mean to me?
Right.
What do I need to be worried? Do I need to do something differently? And so those are the questions we're focusing on with clients more than anything, because I think at this point, no one still knows how far this will go in terms of other institutions that might be involved. But there's always some principles and practices that we should implement as families and stewards that make sure that we're protecting ourselves against this kind of risk.
And what is it, Brian, we should be considering?
Well, I think the first thing is it's a good reminder for those who have significant resources that you never want to keep more than the FDIC limit of $250,000 saved at any one institution. You know, so that's a common practice that we've always taught in times of banking crisis and times when things seem all good. And you know, if you look at what's happened with the banks that have fallen, the investors or the savers that were most at risk were those that had too much in one institution.
And, you know, for obviously most people know exactly why that is and why that number, but that's the limit of what the FDIC will cover in any account in a bank. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So anything above that $250,000 FDIC limit really is treated very differently if a bank fails. And we won't go into the details, but it could be subject to what's called a bail-in. We've all heard of bailouts. That's where the government comes in and provides resources. But if you have over $250,000, your money above and beyond that could be used to sort of resecure that bank. And it may take a while to get some of that back. And you might lose 20 or 30 cents on the dollar if the bank assets are too low. So it helps manage your risk to spread that out. And there's a few good ways to do that, by the way, for people who maybe have a big cash reserve for themselves or their businesses. You can simply open accounts at different institutions. But there's also deposit management companies. If you just search that term online, you'll find some of them that are designed to manage through one central source. They'll manage those deposits for you and spread your deposits so you don't have to go and interact personally with a dozen different banks if you're trying to maybe hold several million dollars for a business or personally in bank accounts.
Now, Brian, would a financial advisor be prepared to recommend a specific one of those institutions?
Yes, absolutely. And I don't like to endorse specific providers here in our conversations because every family is different.
Right.
And it's hard to know the right fit for every listener, but certainly going to a financial advisor, they can help guide you into a provider that they've vetted and feel comfortable with. But that's really key. And we monitor that. We actually run a report every week for our clients to make sure that the deposits we're managing don't exceed any of those FDIC limits, because it's something worth keeping an eye on, again, in good times or bad.
Right. And, you know, and Brian, would you say it's something to consider too for the average investor who sees this and obviously gets anxious about it, to remind them that, you know, when the Great Depression happened, things like the FDIC came about, and there were regulations, I believe, that happened after 2008 to help prevent, financial institution disintegration affecting the general public.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where that bail-in term came, is people were so turned off by the government's involvement in having to bail out banks that it's become more of it's been shouldered more by the investors or the savers into that bank, the clients who have deposits. So, and there's a bit of irony there, of course, with Barney Frank being on the board of one of these banks that went down, and he was part of the Dodd-Frank bill that came out of 2008. So that's really important. Just monitor those limits, spread out your deposits between good institutions. And it's also worth noting that larger banks are subject to more scrutiny and regulatory oversight than some of these more mid-sized banks that have fallen recently. So spreading out amongst reputable institutions is also very important, so that you're not in speculative banks that participate in niche markets such as cryptocurrencies or Silicon Valley startups is what we've seen really hurt in this cycle. The other thing I recommend always for people is, it's always good just to keep enough physical cash somewhere safe in your home to cover maybe a week or two of expenses, just because you don't know what access you'll have to your bank at any given time. And one of the possible risks out there is that the banking system's compromised some way where you can't go in and get money from your bank. And one thing that happens in a situation like what we're going through now is people get a little panicky and everybody might rush to their local bank, whether it's a good bank or one that's having trouble, and try to, pull out cash, and that quickly can deplete the physical cash they have on deposit at the bank. So keeping a couple weeks worth of cash can be good for several reasons. You don't want to keep too much there because that money's not earning interest, obviously, and in this high inflation environment where we can earn 4 to 5% interest risk-free, you don't want to keep a huge hoard of cash that's sitting there not growing. But a little bit as a risk management tool can be wise.
All right. And then, Brian, of course, as we typically do, I want to encourage the listeners to log on to johnmoore.com to go to the Insights tab. It's at no cost. You get financial insights from the team at John Moore Associates. Anything on the Insights tab you wanted to draw attention towards?
One thing that's coming up soon, you'll see if you go to johnmoore.com, is at the end of this month, we're having a live webinar on the recent legislation around retirement plans called the Secure Act 2.0. So that'll be a live webinar, and then the recording of that webinar will be posted on the Insights tab just after it's hosted there. So we're looking forward to that. That's coming up in just a couple weeks. And then we always have other content coming up each month. We will probably post something about the banking system and what we're seeing there. But that webinar, for those who might want to participate, you just jump on our website and you'll find the link to that. But that'll be here at 4 o'clock on Thursday, March 30th. We'll be speaking on that, and anybody's free to attend that webinar. And we'll be talking about how the new legislation affects the average saver, or if you're a retiree or a business owner, what new opportunities are available through the Secure Act 2.0.
Very good. Well, we appreciate John Moore Associates, not only the content they provide every week through you, Brian Cochran, with our Friday Financial Update, but also the sponsorship of Christian Radio in New Mexico and supporting the message that's getting out all over the state and really all over the world via KLYT.FM. The website that we mentioned earlier to find those insights and information on the webinar is johnmoore.com. Thanks, Brian. We'll do it again next Friday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.